In a van, in a road in Leicester. Not quite sure where I am, but I'm delighted to be joined by two familiar faces, Dave and Holly from Lovely X. Hello, Dave and Holly.
Hi. Hello, Paul.
Good to see you again.
How are you?
I'm really good, thanks. How about yourself? It's been a while since we last spoke for the radio.
We are well.
Yeah, good, thank you.
We're on tour and we're well, yeah.
Yeah, we caught you live a couple of times this year. We saw you at the Basement in Chelmsford back in April when Phil Jupiter supported. And I saw you at Indie Tracks as well, but haven't caught you since. So what's been happening in the meantime?
We've been busy writing our new album, and we released a new 7-inch single in October. So we've been busy doing the artwork for that and like sorting it all out, and then we've been on tour a couple of times doing lots of festivals. So between everything, it's kept us out of trouble, really.
Right, because you've been touring quite a lot recently, so this is all in the build-up to the new album that's coming.
Well, no, this tour's kind of just was for the single, and just to get out and do a few gigs in autumn, winter time. New album will be sort of recorded next year, so we won't be playing again, really. We might do some festivals next year, but won't be really touring again until that's out.
So you're kind of getting it all out of your system, because you've been on the road sort of best part of 3 months in one hit.
Well, off and on, yeah.
Yeah, we didn't do the full months. Like, we did maybe done the 3 weeks worth of touring.
Okay, but tonight is your last gig of the year, is that right?
That's right, yeah.
Well, this is a fluke, really. We weren't really meant to be here, because we wanted to take December off, but our little boy was ill, because we travel on tour with our three-year-old boy. And he was ill last tour, and he had to be taken into hospital. So we had to cancel one of the gigs, which was in Southampton. And then when he got better the day after, we went to Bristol for the next gig, and our van broke down.
Oh, God.
So
we had to cancel that.
Yeah.
So we wanted to honour the gigs and try and reschedule them as quick as possible, you know, because for the fans, if you will, you don't want to piss people off. Can you say piss on them?
Yeah.
All right, okay. You don't want to piss people off, you know, who've bought tickets and want to come see you. So we decided, right, let's go back. But we could only get like a Wednesday and a Thursday. So we thought, well, we're not bloody going down south. And not all that way to come back on the Friday.
Sorry, I started laughing because I thought you finished a sentence there.
No. We're not going down south all that way just to play gigs on a Wednesday and a Thursday night. We're down there. We might as well do other gigs. So we did Brighton last night, and the last gig is tonight in Leicester. On the way back up to...
Right, and it's going to be a bit of a Christmas party vibe about it. Obviously, it's the last day of term, isn't it?
Yeah, I suppose, yeah, it is, hopefully. We're not going to do any Christmas songs or out like that, but it's going to be a party, hopefully. Leicester's a pretty raucous crowd.
It's already, because I've been in there, and it's already packed inside there, barging room only.
We picked two of the most raucous crowds we have is, like, Brighton and Leicester. Well, there's a few more, like Manchester and Newcastle, or even London can be quite bad, but we picked ones that we know are good for a crack that we always enjoy playing.
So what can you tell us about the new album? Is there any? Is it all top secret, or can you actually reveal anything about it?
Well, most of it's top secret, but we do play a song in our live shows.
Maybe
from it.
Be on there, yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there's not much to say yet because we haven't recorded it, so...
It's all been written, maybe?
Yeah, hopefully it's all done.
Well, all I'll say is expect the unexpected.
Okay.
Because as we say about our band, there are no rules, and we just do what makes us happy. Like, this sounds terrible, but we don't really care what other people want us to do, whether it's fans or whether it's...
We don't really know what they want us to do, right?
But, I mean...
Nobody really tells us.
We just think about what we like.
And we don't... And we're like the record company as well, so there's nobody sort of hanging over us saying, oh, that's not...
Yeah.
Right, not commercially enough,
So we kind of just write it and record it like we always have done, really.
So it could be anything.
Yeah.
And people might like it, but they might hate it.
That's quite liberating, though, isn't it? Because firstly, people don't know what to expect, and secondly, you're going to have a lot more fun doing it that way.
Well, it's one of the primary reasons for being in a band is doing what you want. And it's a shame because that privilege and freedom is taken away for so many bands as soon as you sign a record label. Mm. You know, they're told, like, oh, this song's good,
Write some more.
This song's good, even though they might like the songs that they've written, you know. It's very controlling, so.
But it's not done you any harm, because you've been playing your biggest gigs, haven't you? Your biggest ever gig was this year, wasn't it?
Yeah, this tour. Yeah, the last this last tour was at Gorilla in Manchester.
500 capacity.
Yeah, so, very good, really.
How did that go? Was that a bit crazy?
Yeah, amazing, Christ really. Rammed. Yeah.
Yeah, it was good.
So, yeah, we didn't really expect that, so...
It's all... Just even being in a band full-time, really, is pretty unexpected for us, because we've never pursued, like, the fame and the record industry side of things. Right. We've just pursued being in a band, having fun, travelling, meeting new people, making new friends, having a laugh. And it's actually something, you know, like, we're still doing that 10 years after we started to try and do that. And we're doing it for like a living now. Like we don't actually do a job now because it takes up so much of our time doing this. And that's pretty nice.
You must have hit a certain level now where you think, this is great, I've got the freedom to do whatever I want for our music.
Oh yeah, but we've always felt that. Whether we've had to work a part-time job or a full-time job on the side or whether we haven't. I think that's very important to like put that first, that freedom first. But yes, you're not joking. I mean, I've had a lot of jobs. And it does feel good in the morning to do one like this because, you know, it's great. People give you free booze and you get to party and travel. What's not to like about it?
Yeah, there's no part of that actually sounded like there was a problem.
No. It is sometimes hard work because we're doing everything. It's totally DIY, you see. So all of the orders on our website are all fulfilled by us. Yeah. Like it's us going up to our spare bedroom and taking out your CD or your scarf or whatever you've ordered.
I noticed that when I saw a bit more Lovely Egg's handwriting coming in with a record. Yeah.
All the, you know, we do a note with write to everyone who.
And the handwriting is fantastic, really. I mean, if you sold that as a font, you'd make thousands.
Thank you very much. And it's me, bloody here, that writes all the envelopes. And so it's a full-time job, let's put it that way. It's like, it's hard work. It's not like we go on tour, then we just go home and like an artiste and put our feet up and like just let the muse come over us.
Yeah, it's not like that at all. Real work involved.
It's really hard, and we book all our own tours and put out all our own records. And
how's 2016 been for you? Because everybody's been complaining about it being, all these great musicians have died and all these questionable current affairs have been taking place and so on. Mm. But I mean, what's it been like for you? Has there been any musical highlights, any positives?
A lot of good gigs though for us in 2016.
Yeah.
The tours have been great, really.
So. Do you get out to see bands as well?
Not as much, really, because we've got a 3.5-year-old boy, so we're kind of tied up a lot with him and at the moment, so we don't get out as much as we'd like.
And we live in Lancaster, and no one comes to play there.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's quite lucky in a way, so we don't feel like we need to go out because there's not much happening. But so
ironically, my son is in Lancaster because he's in university there.
Is he?
He came back today, and it was his first term there. And he sent me a text message a couple of months ago to say I'm on a pub crawl, and he never used to drink at all. And you know, university's just ruined him now. But he said, and it looks like the Lovely Eggs have just played here. I think that was your secret gig you did in Lancaster somewhere.
Yeah.
So he missed you by, and he's fully conversant with your music, but he missed you by about 10 minutes, which was quite sad. So
Yeah.
You can all go out as a threesome, can't you, on the road?
Yeah, we travel with the babysitter, so we can leave him in the hotel with the babysitter and come and play the gig and after he's gone to bed.
I suppose it's part of our extended philosophy about being in a band and life. Because, like, being in a band, you know, there are these rules, like people sign record labels, then they get a publishing deal, then they get a booking agent, and, you know, the amount of times people say, oh, who's your booking agent? Who's your publisher? And you're just like, no, we don't do it that way. It's a bit like that with family life. Like, we love our little boy, and he's just part of us, because how could he not be? So from the moment he was born, he's always been around us, and we've never been away from him. Mm. So we take him on tour with us. We'd never think about leaving him in Lancaster for a week or two, apart from the fact that we wouldn't have anyone to leave him with. But we wouldn't do it. And it's just like, but I know that he has a brilliant time, and we go to a playground or a soft play or somewhere to amuse him in the daytime every single day. So for him, it's a bit like being on holiday.
I do remember you asking on Twitter for soft play areas around the Chelmsford.
We know a lot now. Yeah. We could write a book around soft play centres around the
UK. We do a bit of compromise. Like in the daytime, it's entirely pretty much devoted to pleasing him. And then when it comes to about 4 or 5 o'clock, he comes to the venue and gets his train tracks out and stuff while we sound check, and then we just go to a hotel and get him ready for bed and stuff. So it's just like, I don't know, I think there's a lot of stereotypes about being in bands. You know, you've got to be sex, drugs and rock and roll, which is all very well. And, you know, I'm not dissing that, but you can do it other ways.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. And there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with the opposite as well, because we all like early nights from time to time as well.
Well, not that we get any on time.
We get late nights and early mornings.
I haven't got this croaky voice for nothing.
She's earned that.
Yeah, I've earned this croaky voice by going to bed, burning the candle at both bloody ends.
Excellent. So what does 2017 hold for you? Obviously, you've got the new album coming out. When do you think that might arrive?
We don't know. Probably autumn or winter next year, because by the time we actually record it and get it all ready, it takes a lot of time.
And then the summertime is going to be festivals, I guess. So
yeah, because we're the label as well, so we have to record it, and then we wear the hat of the musician. Then once it's recorded, we have to wear the hat of the record company, and then get it mastered, and then look into pricing up how much, and the artwork and all that. So it maybe takes us longer than if we're releasing it with someone else, because. Yeah. Although they can, that process can happen parallel to each other, but
we have to one thing at a time.
We have to do one thing at a time.
Yeah, Holly and David, good to see you again, and look forward to catching you tonight, and then catching up with you next year sometime. Cheers.
Thank you.
Cool.